The entire family has heard about the story of my father's love, that he was passionately in love, and when he was performing his military service, they wanted to marry his fiancée off to another person and ran away from his military base and stopped them from getting married. My father took my mother away from the wedding ceremony with the jeep that he'd taken from the military base. Ever since this story has been passed around between friends, family, and acquaintances, my father's been turned into a hero and a symbol of love among our relatives. It was this same story that brought Beirut to our house.
Just look at this day and age. No one ever asks how anyone is doing. It's been such a long time since anyone asked how we are doing. We just sit here and stare at each other. Have you gotten tired of looking at me? I've got tired of it. Of looking at myself. You're like the water in the sea. Looking at you makes a person thirsty to see more. Well, at least oppose me so we can get into a fight, so I can get out of this mood. I've really gotten tired of the situation, and I think that it's mainly your fault. Don't you agree? Huh? When I come back from the bathroom, we'll have a long discussion about this matter.
Yes, there was a man in Shekaron's stew named Kajay Farzad, who had a habit of constantly nagging at his wife and always coming up with excuses to complain.
What do you even know about life? What do you know? The man is in world position. He's not a real man. I know it all.
Yes.
Are you serious?
As I was saying. Hey.
Told me all these stories.
Ma'am?
But if you ever learned anything from me,
where did you go?
Known it all.
Are you hiding? Why don't you say anything? Are you sulking? Or are you trying to say that I'm talking nonsense?
What do you mean? Oh,
it's as though they heard what I was saying.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello?
Help me, Uncle. Help me.
Beirut, dear. Hey, Beirut.
Well, nephew, are you going to talk to me and tell me what's going on?
Uncle, I've fallen in love. I'm in love. I know that it's somehow too soon for me to be talking about these things, but I've tried really hard to forget about her, and I just couldn't do it. My mother and father, just like everyone else, as soon as I talk about it, they bring up logic and reason for me. You tell me, does love care about logic and reason? There was a time that you were just like me. Everyone's heard the story about your passionate love for Lady Tamine. You know what love is, you understand, and that's why I've come here, in order to get your help, as opposed to my father. You understand me, and I'm pleading with you. Your logic and open-mindedness with the beautiful way that you speak, I want you to speak to my father.
Now, who is this girl that's made you fall in love like this?
Her name is Tarane. She's in school. She'll get her high school diploma in 2 years.
She's only going to get her high school diploma in 2 years?
Yeah.
Well, what do her mother and father say?
Her mother and father? Her mother and father, she's got problematic brothers.
What do you mean she's got problematic brothers?
They're really old-fashioned, closed-minded people. I went out with Taranair 2 times, and when they found out, they imprisoned her and they want to kill me.
Oh, Well, Beruz, you'll have to resolve your situation with the girl's family first. Like this... Well, you...
Back then, when you grabbed a gun and went after Lady Tamina and you wanted to kill her entire family, you didn't go and resolve your situation with them, but now it's my turn...
First of all, the times are different now, and secondly, the situation wasn't the same as what you're thinking.
When it's my turn, now everything's changed. The situation was something else. Fine. I'll do something about it.
He went into the room and locked the door.
Will you please open the door for a second, Beruz? Beruz, dear, I'm talking to you. I wanted us to talk with each other. Will you open the door? Beruz, are you still alive?
I think we should call the police. That kid's going to do something to himself.
You never listen to me. I keep telling you to call your brother. After all, he's his father. If he does something to himself, we're all going to regret it.
Call him and say what? Tell him his son's seeking shelter with me and now he's gone into the room to commit suicide?
What do you mean suicide, Dad? He'll come out of there fine and healthy. Why are you worried?
Lady Tamina, do you have a hose about this long?
I love you so much, my dear. You want a hose? Yes, I'll find a hose for my darling Beruz. You said a hose, right? Where is the hose?
Ma'am, are you sure that you have a hose in the kitchen?
No, I'm not sure. But I thought I'd look around and maybe I'd find one.
It's not important. I'll find one outside. Do you have a container?
Yes. I have several of them here. Here. Is one enough?
It is. Thank you very much. Could you also give me a match?
What do you want a match for? You want to smoke a cigarette?
No, Lady Tamina, I'm way past such things.
Oh, my goodness, have you become an addict, Beruz?
No, what do you mean an addict?
Oh,
no.
Look, my darling Beruz, if a friend or a buddy or someone has told you that using drugs makes your worries go away, well, they're talking nonsense.
No, Lady Tamina, it's nothing like that.
Hey, Beruz, what do you want a hose for? I mean, look, I've got a hose, but it smells of gasoline. I've used it to pour gasoline several times.
That's the one I want.
Oh. Well, fine. I'll go and get it from the car for you right now.
No. I'll come with you.
Well, no, you stay here and I'll go. I'll get it from the car.
No, I'll come with you.
Beruz, dear. Don't take too long, eh? Lunch is ready.
If I'm still alive, then sure thing. Cousin. Uncle.
Farzad, keep an eye on him. He's not feeling well at all.
No, I'll be careful. Right. I'll be careful. You can rest assured. Here it is. Is this good?
Thank you very much. It's terrific.
It's just that it smells of gasoline a bit.
Not a problem.
So what do you want it for?
Farzad, could you give me a liter of gasoline from your car?
No.
Fine. You won't give me a liter of gasoline. I'll go and buy it.
Hold on a minute. Where are you going? You should stay here a while. Give it here. Give these to me. We'll go right now and give your dad a call so he can settle all this nonsense.
He's already settled where I stand. He said, I'm not his son anymore and I never was. He told me to go and die.
I heard that Beruz has come, that he's come today full of grief. Long time no see. It's great you're here. Well, well, Beruz, dear, hello. How are you? What is it that you're so upset about? Come on, let's go
Tell
inside. I want to talk.
To give me a couple of liters of gas.
Gasoline? Why do you want gasoline?
To either set himself on fire or the house.
My dad's house?
Who wants to set your dad's house on
That's
fire?
That's even worse. You want to set yourself on fire? You'll have to do it over my dead body. Come on, let's go inside. Let's go inside. I want to talk. Come on. Listen, have you lost your mind to be falling in love? Right now, I'll increase the amount of vitamins in your body, so you'll come back to your senses and forget all about love.
If you knew what love was, then Sepideh wouldn't have broken up with you.
Oh, you're starting to talk now. Look, there's a story to breaking up. It takes two sides to break up a relationship. If the first person breaks up but the second person doesn't, then there's no breaking up at all, is there? Or the opposite. That's how the story of me and Sepideh was. Look, we both decided to break up. That's why we broke up. Otherwise, no breakup. Here, drink it.
Look, Sharam, I don't want any. If you want to help me out, then give me 2 liters of gasoline and a match.
Sure thing. I'll set you on fire myself. But you need to drink this first, so you're strong enough to yell properly.
No one pays attention to me. No one understands my pain. Everyone makes fun of me. Leave me alone. Just let me die from my suffering.
Hey, man, hold on.
Let go of me. Let go. My dad told me to die. I tried to seek shelter with my uncle, and that's how he answered me. Then your brother-in-law wouldn't give me 2 liters of gasoline.
No, you're telling me to let go.
No, hey, look, man, it's just you.
I'll go and talk to your dad, man. You know me well. Man, you know me well.
Sharam.
What is it, darling?
What age do people have permission to fall in love?
Permission? Well, when a person can tell the difference between what's good and what's bad. I mean, first a person has to grow up and then he can fall in love.
Like when they start to go to high school?
No, darling, high school is too
soon. Like when they've gotten their high school diploma?
Diploma?
Really, can you even call him a father? A child in that emotional state and he's just left him to his own devices. Doesn't he think that he might go and do something to himself?
Children, hurry up and go to your room. I need to talk with your dad in private. Hurry up. Nima, hurry up. Go on.
What is it?
Nothing. The two of them had to come here and were asking at what age do they have permission to fall
in
love.
No way.
I don't know.
Starting already?
Yes. What happened?
What happened with what?
What happened?
Oh, your dad called your uncle.
And?
And your uncle said to your dad that he can just do whatever he wants to do.
Oh, my.
That poor thing, Behrouz, he told me his dad was like that.
What did my dad say?
Nothing. He said he wants to kill himself.
And
he said let him kill himself.
Oh my, what does he mean, let him kill himself? What does he mean?
That's all.
No, what's wrong with them now?
Where are you going?
I said to him, come on, man, this boy's not feeling very well. And he said you'd rather see him dead. I told him I can't kick him out of my house. And he said that's my problem.
Oh, the poor thing, Behrouz. So what's eventually going to happen?
I don't know. Of course, my brother did have some reasons for it. He said apparently the girl's family are really strange people. At least one of them is in jail every day. He said they're not like us in terms of culture and attitude. Her brothers wanted to kill Behrouz several times. Of course, Behrouz himself...
All right, now. Let's say all these things are true. But you can't just abandon a young man to his own devices. I'm not trying to meddle, but your brother's being irresponsible. Oh, where is Behrouz?
He lay down and fell asleep. And I don't think he'll be waking up anytime soon.
Mum, I'm going to give the children their food. Hopefully God will see us through this.
Yes, darling, go ahead. I think we'll eat a little something, too.
Right. I know what to do with Behrouz. I know what's wrong with the youth these days. I swear on my life, I know them well.
Go ahead and start talking, dammit. Everyone's waiting for you.
This generation, I mean the youth in this day and age, they're all slaves to money. Money. I mean, if you take any youth as an example, the one thing they all have in common is money.
Are you going to start talking, or should I use the gas canister and the hose
Uncle
on you?
Uncle needs to loosen up the purse strings. He has to spend money. I mean, we need to talk to him. You, Dad, you have to talk to him.
I'm leaving.
The way to save Behrouz is for Uncle to spend money, a car. If he buys him a car, then Behrouz will not only forget Tarana, he'll even forget himself. Believe me, just try it once, Dad, and I promise you that everything will be fixed.
Get out of my way, I want to get in there.
Go ahead. Dad, if the way to fix Behrouz's problem is a bird, you're one of its wings, and Uncle is the other wing, and I'm the tail.
Oh.
I'll wait for you in the living room.
Well, nothing. Then he went to Sharam's house and went to sleep.
So what happened? Were you able to change his mind?
Change his mind? He's really insistent.
That's great.
What?
It's really great that you can still find people like that. It gives me hope.
Shadi, are you feeling all right?
Yeah. Let me tell you one thing. In this fight, I'm not on your side.
No, you're not feeling all right. You're spouting slogans.
Shiva, how many times does a person actually experience true love? Why do you think that those two will have a bad future together? Have you ever seen the girl? Why are you all trying to force that poor thing to realize he's made a mistake?
It's because we know life a lot better than you, and no one is trying to force anyone to realize he's making a mistake. No one has seen the girl, but we all know Behrouz isn't in a situation where he can handle the responsibilities of married life now, all right?
But if the love is real, then all the problems will be resolved.
Look, Shadi, it's really great for a person to love someone else. It's really beautiful for you to try hard in order to reach the person that you love. But once you reach them, it doesn't mean everything is over with. That's just the beginning of it. You'll have to see if you can get along with that person, to see if you can handle the problems that come with life, to see if you can stay with each other. That's when you can start calling it a life, hmm? Right? Nima, Sara, come have lunch, darlings. How can you tell the difference between true love and something that's just a passing phase? What does love look like? They say that when you fall in love in your youth, it's puppy love. But when a person becomes old, they can still fall in love. By the way, what does true love even mean?
Getting married at a young age isn't all that bad. I myself got married at a very young age. The result is that the age difference between me and my daughter is very small. And right now, we're mother and daughter, as well as friends. The 32-year age gap between me and my mother was really bad. I should also mention, ever since I got married, not only didn't I have any problems, but it also gave me more of a feeling of independence. What's important is to make the right choice. You shouldn't be afraid of being too young.
I was 20 years old when I fell in love. I was a useless young man without a dime to my name. But when my wife set foot in the house, everything changed. I was forced to work like a tractor, and I became the man I am now. I earned enough halal money to feed my family. I should also say that I'm indebted to my wife for all of it. Did you write it on the internet?
Yes, father.
What is it, son?
Do you think I'll be able to get married in 3 or 4 years?
Of course you will. From now on, you will have to continue with your own education.
How can I put my sister's hand in the hand of a man who doesn't have a bachelor's degree, doesn't have a job, hasn't performed his military service, or doesn't have 1,000 other things? She's in love with him? The hell she is. Can love feed your stomach? They'll go live under the same roof, and in a few days they'll start fighting with each other. Is it otherwise? Some people live in a fantasy world.
Let it go! Let it go! Give it
to
me! Where do you want to go? Where do you take me? Give it to me now!
Let it go!
Let it go!
Let it go!
Come on!
Let it go!
What are you doing? Quickly!
Let it go!
Take it from him!
Let it go!
What's going on? Well, we were just sitting there when we heard Farzad yelling. We came here and we saw that he's fighting with Behrouz. It seems as though he took out some gas for Farzad's car and he wanted to...
Let it go!
My hand! My hand!
Take it from him!
Take it!
Come
on! No, my back!
Hurry up and go already!
Oh, give it to me!
Stop it!
Give it to
Stop
me!
Stop it! Let go of it!
This anyway?
Yeah,
give
it.
Me your hand!
I myself!
Give me your
Let
hand!
Let me go! Let me go, Sharam!
Get out of the way! Get out of the way, quickly!
Oh,
Dad, go get some rope.
What do you want rope for?
I want to tie him up! Shadi, go and bring you a chair.
Oh, don't bring it already.
But you want to tie the boy up?
No, then let him go so he can set himself on fire.
Oh, my, well, Mother is right, Father. Get going. We don't have a choice. Sara, Nima, children, hurry up. Go home now. Hurry up.
What a bind we're in.
I told you, buddy, that if you talk, I will tape over your mouth. Right.
Well, what's eventually going to happen? We can't keep him tied up forever.
You say it as though I'm the one that tied him up. Or I'm the one that said we should tie him up. You're the one that said there's no other choice.
Yes, Dad, I said it and I'm saying it still. A child that might do something to himself at any moment. You have to watch over him.
Well, so what are you saying then?
What he means is that it's Behrouz's family that's responsible for him. His mother, his father.
Oh, man, what the hell? How many times do I have to call his dad? He won't come to his child. What should I say to him? What should I say?
What's it mean? He needs to come and take care of his child.
Dad, if anything happens to him, his mother and father are going to blame us for it.
Really? How irresponsible can a mother and father be? I ask you.
Look, Dad, if anything happens to him now, we're going to be held responsible.
All right. You wanted it yourself, so deal with it now. I'll kick this problem out of the house right this second. Get out of my way. Man, I've never had anything but bad luck. Hey, Baruz, come on. You
Sharam.
Don't have an uncle named Masood. You never did, and you never will. Get lost. Get out of here. You can do whatever the hell you want to yourself.
How do I attain this? Masood, have you gone crazy, or are you doing this to spite me? Let the child go!
Mr. Javanbakh, let him go, sir. Please, let him go. It's not right for him to leave here right now. Mr. Javanbakh, please try to control yourself. It's not right at all for this child to leave here now. He might do something to himself.
Masood. I swear to goodness sake that if you try to act crazy again, I'll tell him to tie you up right here. Come on, you're just talking. Why do you have to lose control and start acting irrationally? Shadi, go and bring a glass of water for your dad.
Didn't I tell you to go home? Get going already. Hurry up. Cheeky kids. Close the door, Nima. Close the door. How are you supposed to treat a young person who's experiencing puppy love? If we try to get in his way so that he doesn't do something that's unwise, how far should we take it? Can we imprison him? Can we tie him up? Of course, you can suppose that you've talked to him as much as you could but didn't reach results. Can you really tie him up because you're concerned about his life?
No. What does such things even mean? For us to crush underfoot the most basic human right of a person in the name of saving his life? In my opinion, no one ever has the right to imprison another person for any reason. I hope there's a day where there are no prisoners.
Yes, if it's necessary, you have to tie him up. You have to imprison him. What does it mean to leave him alone, for him to go up to the roof and jump down from the building, or for him to go and throw acid in the girl's face? Man, we've seen a lot of these things.
Here, here. Eat something so you'll get your strength, so you can get cheeky again and start acting like a thug. Now, didn't you say that if the girls' brothers got a hold of you, they'd cut off your head? Well, you idiot, is there a shortage of girls? Here. Come on, man, eat. Stop acting so silly. All right, fine. Come on, eat something.
Water.
Look, I suggest... Now that everyone's worried about you... It's the best time for you to say you've forgotten all about Taraneh and your dad will give you whatever you want. I swear on my life. Look, if you want a car, if you want a trip abroad, if you want a villa... Shadi! Someone's at the door! You want us to go up north together
I'm
for the
busy.
Weekend?
Busy, answer it yourself.
Think about it. I'll be right back. Yes? Yes. Yes, that's me. What? Outside? Sure. Okay.
Who was it?
I don't know who it is. He asked if I'm Javanbakh, and I said yes. Then he asked me to come outside.
Was at the door?
No one. I don't know who came after him. He just took off and left the door wide open and he went.
How's that possible? Don't
well,
tell
it
me
happened.
That...
It's because he's so distracted. It's because he's so careless. It's because he never pays attention. It's because he always hangs out with his friends.
Masood, what are you going to do about Baruz?
What should I do with him?
What do you mean, what should you do with him? He should just remain tied to a chair in the middle of the living room?
First of all, I didn't tie him up. Secondly, if you like, I can take him to the cell and tie him up down there.
That's not what we're talking about. We're asking what we're eventually going to do.
I wanted to untie him, but you didn't let me. Now you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
You unmanly jerk. Didn't you say you'd come for a proposal ceremony?
You big jerk. How old are you that you're going after our sister? Our sister isn't even half your age.
Listen, sir, you've got...
Shut it. Shut up, you jerk. You think you can do whatever the hell you like?
Sir, I swear you've got the wrong guy.
Shut up. Subba, turn up the flame. I'm going to cook you tonight and toss you in front of a dog.
What for? Sir, you've got the wrong person.
We got the wrong person.
I don't even know who your sister is.
You don't know her?
No.
Aren't you Behrouz Javanbakhsh?
No.
No? Let me see. What's he saying? Isn't it him?
The truth is, I only saw him once, and it was from a distance.
You get back in there. Now look at him from a distance again.
Go ahead and stand up. When I saw him, he was standing up. Saba, get out of the way, you'll confuse me. It's not him.
Then who the hell are you, you jerk? I asked if you're Javanbakhsh, and you said yes.
I am Javanbakhsh, but Sharam!
So is Behrouz your brother, yeah?
No, he's my cousin!
Oh, well then it wasn't that big a mistake. Well, go ahead and tell me, where is your dear cousin?
I tied him to a chair in our house!
Why you tied him up?
I tied him up so he wouldn't bother your sister anymore!
Uncle, for goodness sake, untie me. Uncle, I'm suffering. My hands are getting numb.
It's your own fault. What were you going to do, crazy fool? Don't you have any sense?
Uncle, if you untie me, I won't stay here another minute. I won't bother you at all anymore. I'll leave. My hands.
Love doesn't mean going full speed ahead into a dead end. It requires some thinking. It requires calculation.
Uncle, I'm sorry, but love is conducting business that requires a calculation. When you took a gun from the military
base
like an angry...
What am I to do with you? Man, forget about me. That was just a story. Anyhow, it's not the way you think it was.
It's just a story?
Yes. It's you. Where the hell have you been, son? Why do you look like
Hello,
this?
Hello, Dad. Nade, sir, come inside. Sabe, sir. Kade, sir.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Sorry for
Hello,
disturbing
how are you.
You.
Please forgive us.
Nade, sir, that's him.
With your permission. Is this the Behrouz that she keeps talking about? If you hold his nose, he'd go ahead and die.
Masood, what's going on here?
Excuse me, madam. Hello, how are you?
Sorry
excuse
to bother
me.
You.
I'm really sorry, ma'am.
Excuse me, you are? Could you tell me what's going on?
The truth is, this Sabe. Kid...
I need to tell you that this little prince has somehow gotten on our nerves. Do you understand?
Not at all.
This little chick who's trying to pretend he's a rooster, he keeps going after our younger sister.
Oh, you are the brothers of Taraneh.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, please come
no,
and have
thank
a
you.
Seat.
No,
please,
no, thank you.
Shall we pour some tea for Nadir and then?
We won't disturb
please.
You. Please, have a seat. We just dropped by here so we could tell this kid that a person who falls in love has to be a man to take a step forward. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Take your foot out of my shoe. Otherwise, I'll cut it off and feed it to a dog. You got it?
Even if you kill me, I won't stop loving Taraneh!
Shadi, give me the tape! I told you, if you talk, I'd tape over your mouth.
This is my final word. Not this little prince or anyone else has the right to hang around my little sister. There's such a thing called a proposal ceremony. Whenever he comes for one, we'll sit down and talk. But until then, listen to me, little chick. I don't want to see you, because if I do see you, you'll be responsible for your own death. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Thanks a lot for coming.
Hey, Shahram, come here a minute. I'm sorry for bothering you. Look, it's best if you go ahead and keep your cousin tied up so that he doesn't get any ideas in his head again. Because if he does, it'll be bad for you too, I'm sorry to say. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
Please forgive me, for God's sake, ma'am. Forgive me. If you'll excuse us, please
excuse
us.
Where did you find these people?
I didn't find them. They found me. If you talk about love one more time, I'll cut out your tongue and feed it to a dog.
Shahram!
I'm going to take a shower. Then I'll come and we'll go to your house. I want to talk to your dad.
Talk to your uncle. He's coming here tonight.
All right. Then let's go upstairs. We'll take a shower, and then when uncle comes here, we'll have a little talk with him. Ah!
I thought that uncle would support me. I thought that he would go and ask for her hand for me. I thought that he understood my pain. You can't trust anyone anymore. You have to put your hand on your knees and get up yourself. No. No. In this world, no one cares about anyone else.
So, you want to put your hands on your knees and get up and go where?
What?
I said, you want to put your hands on your knees and get up and go where?
You don't understand.
What? Why don't I understand? That's what you think. Let's suppose right now we all help you out so you can get married. Do you have any money? Do you have an income? Do you have a house? Do you have any money to rent a house? What do you want to get married
based
on?
Does everyone who gets married have money in the beginning? An income? A job?
Yes. They either have an income or their dad was rich and paid for their expenses.
Well, if my dad wanted to help, he could have paid expenses for a while.
For how long?
For how long? Until I could start work and find a job or something.
But come on, man. You haven't done your military service yet. You don't even have a high school diploma.
I'll get it.
Don't
I'll
cut
get
me off.
It.
Now, let's suppose you get your high school diploma. You should still forget
man,
about to run it.
You keep saying the same thing
what
over
am I saying?
And
what
over
am I saying?
Again.
Why do you keep cutting me off?
You want to say that I should forget my love for Tara Nair and buy a car.
Buy a car? Do you even have a coffin to put on your grave? Can you even get a taxi right now to go from here to your house? No, you can't even get a taxi right now. Do you even have any money?
No, I don't.
Very well, then. What I'm saying is, if you forget about Tirane, first of all, you've saved yourself from a definite death, and you've saved me too, because Tirane's brothers will first kill you, and then they'll kill me. Anyhow, I'm just saying that you can make a lot of use of the things your dad will give you. One of them is a car. Anyhow, if you have a car, then Tirane's brothers won't be able to call you a little chick anymore. Maybe you'll even find someone that's better than Tirane.
No way. No. Don't even say a thing about that. I only love Tirane. Give me that. I only love Tirane.
A car? With sporty rims? Stereo and speakers? Driving around? You'll have a great time.
Well, well. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, my beautiful children. Is the meeting over with?
No.
Oh, then what are you doing here?
I wasn't in the mood for it. Aren't you going?
No. I heard that instead of Taraneh, they're going to buy a car for Behrouz.
I don't think so. Now, Shahram just said something, but is it possible for a person to want to commit suicide because of his love and then exchange it for a car?
Yes, it's possible. In this day and age, everything is possible, even things that are impossible. Here you go.
Is it for us?
Yes. No, it's for me. Of course it's for you. My jolly boy.
Give it to me.
No, I'll open it.
It's mine. Who said it's yours?
Dad.
When did he say it?
Right now.
Then why didn't I hear it?
Because you weren't paying attention.
Man, what I'm saying is that you have to finish your school. Enjoy your youth. Save up your money and go and have fun with your
friends. It's taken care of, Uncle. You don't need to worry anymore. Baruz knows he made a mistake. Isn't that right?
Listen, Sharam, son, Sharam? Since you're so wise that you could convince Baruz, and how come you weren't able to handle your own life?
Dad, you don't think much of me. Really,
oh, goodness. Look, Dad, right now we want... Regarding the other matter, we want to talk about Baruz. Well?
Brother, I agree as well. Well, Baruz, have you stopped being so stubborn or not?
Uncle, Baruz says some things. Well, he's got the right.
So what is it that he says?
Look, for example, he says if he had something, a replacement, so that he could stop feeling this way, well, he's depressed, you know.
I don't understand what you mean.
Look, Uncle, for example, I don't know. Something, for example, a car. Buy a car for him.
He's talking nonsense again.
Did you say something, brother?
No, no, nothing, brother, nothing.
What did you say to him?
Nothing, man.
If the situation will be resolved with a car, I've got no problems with it.
You can think of it as resolved.
Oh, Baruz, why don't you say anything yourself?
Well, Sharam is already saying everything.
Well, my son, what kind of car do you want?
I don't know.
It's all right, son. You can tell me.
Well, now that you're writing a check, at least write an amount that'll pay for a
Mazda 3. How much does a Mazda 3 cost right now?
Well, I don't know the exact figure, Uncle, but 147 million? You should write 150
million. 150
million.
I won't buy you a damn thing. Someone who exchanges his love for a Mazda 3, it's obvious that wanting to kill himself is fake.
At least write enough for a 206.
I won't even buy you a bicycle.
But, Dad, Uncle... Say something. Look, I won't forget.
I told you that the times have changed.
Brother.
If I can't have Taranea, then it's a hose and gasoline and such things, and that'll be the story.
And tell me exactly, when I don't know what's going on, he's gotten gasoline and wants to set himself on fire. Then what am I supposed to do? You tell me.
And I'm not going to change my mind.
The story of our young man in love began with a hurricane, but how did it end? That burning love that was about to take his life? In the final scene of this story, it was as though they were all sitting in a car dealership and they were haggling over the type of car and the price.
It was really disappointing. It's as though in our day and age, true love is the hardest thing to find. But I don't look at everyone as being the same. It's not the right thing to do. Baruz is just one person. Every person is different.
By the way, regarding the story of my dad's love and his running away from the military base, there's one point.
Masood, what is it? What's going on?
I heard that they're marrying you off.
Who said such a thing? You ran away from the military base, did you, Masood?
I gotta leave.
Go back. Go ahead and go back. Otherwise, you'll have to serve extra time.
All right. I just come to congratulate you.
شب پروانه ها روشونه ی تو خورشید و ما هم خونه ی تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم